Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Hey, Carolina, just recently my husband and I drove 27 hours to our destination. We have to do that from time to time. And needless to say, we ran out of the food I had packed from home. So when I walked into a convenience store at a gas station, I was so happy to find all kinds of fresh food. I had heard that the convenience stores are upgrading their quality of foods, but I actually saw it personally, and it was just great to see. That was in New Jersey, by the way. That's where I had the big aha moment. But have you noticed a change in road trip food choices yourself?
I definitely have, and that's the power that we have as consumers. I think we have, over the last, I don't know, I'm going to shoot 5 to 10 years, maybe more like 5 years, we have voiced our need for more fresh food and more fruits and vegetables. We want it more for our children. We want it more for ourselves. And the vendors have taken notice, and they have seen that people were looking for it. People were willing to buy. People were even willing to pay the prices that are at convenience store, because that's what the name implies. It's the convenience of having it right there. And they were willing to do it. It was battling out foods right next to each other, packaged foods and fresh fruit, sometimes with the same price, and fresh fruit was selling well. So it's kind of a nice victory for us all. We should all pat ourselves in the back a little bit for that one.
Yeah. You know, demand, it counts. When the consumer speaks, the retailers or the food companies, they all listen. People don't, I think we could speak up more and more and maybe get better results. But I remember it used to be just a banana. And then they used to have, then you'd go in and be a banana and an apple. And those were your choices. Well, now you can go in a lot of places and find not just fresh cut up fruit, but a variety of mixes of fresh cut up fruit, as well as the banana and the apple. And so you can certainly start there as a refresher, because when you're on the road, you need a little mental and physical, just a little uplift energy, because you've been sitting all day. So I find that fresh fruit is really helpful, especially if I have to drive a little, a few more hours, I need a little uptick, and that fresh fruit is very effective with that. I also have found that the brands of yogurts are improving. Have you seen that?
Yeah, definitely more of a variety to choose from, if nothing else. Before, it was just, maybe a squeezable one or one that's highly portable. And now more and more you see the other kinds, and the vendors are willing to even put the spoons next to the cooler section so that people will buy the yogurt and they can have the spoon to eat it on the go. So I think that's just fantastic, and it really has shown up more often than I thought, I would find. And I'll go in the store and I'll see it there. And yogurt, I mean, it's such a great protein boost and such a great food, especially for kids to have on a road trip. So I'm very happy that we can see them. And something, yeah, like you said, packing for road trips, it is kind of challenging. I can say that for me and my two kids. We don't go on long road trips very often. But when we do, I always find myself with this challenge. What do I pack? What do I take? What do I do? And then if we're going to stay in a hotel, I want to have some snacks so we don't have to go out all the time. And yogurt is something that it's not easy to pack. It has to stay cold. You don't want to run the risk of spoiling or going bad or eating warm yogurt. So yogurt is one that I don't usually pack, and I rely now on these vendors or on these convenience stores to have them. What I do tend to pack a lot is probably the next item on the list, which is nuts and seeds, because nuts and seeds keep for a long time, and I can buy them in bulk at my house, and they're not very big to pack. So I love packing tons of nuts and seeds, and I know you're a big fan of that, because I've traveled with you, Ellen, and you don't go anywhere without your bag of nuts and seeds, right?
I always have my little mix of nuts and seeds. But what is what I noticed, usually the nuts that were available and some seeds were always roasted with salt and heavy. They weren't really high quality. Now you can buy little containers of mixes of raw, of different kinds of seeds and dried fruits. So they're trail mixes, really, basically, but they're healthy versions. And so that's an option. So if I run out, I certainly now can find them, and that really helps a lot. Or if I need a little something a little different. But I also was really happy to see that they're getting into wraps. And, you know, wraps have taken the world by storm. I'm a big fan of wraps. But they are making wraps along with sandwiches now in these stores. And for someone like my husband who wants more, and we don't want to go to a fast food place, and he needs some sustenance, the wraps that we saw would have qualified as they would have probably met our ingredient standards. How about that? That was pretty cool.
Oh. Well, you know, speaking of that, you know, not wanting to backtrack too much, but I think that it's a great thing to point out. Like you said, nuts and seeds quality in the convenience stores have come a long way, and we find them. But one of the biggest traps are nuts and seeds at the convenience store. Make sure you always read the label. You don't want to get the ones that are caramel flavored or that have been wrapped in sugar or that have a huge amount of salt, too. The salted nuts or the sunflower seeds with a huge amount of salt. So that can also be the biggest trap of a convenience store. Just make sure you read the label and that they're wholesome nuts and seeds. And with the wraps, like you said, yes, meeting our ingredient standards. It should meet everybody's ingredient standards. When you look at a wrap, if it doesn't list out the ingredients, then ask somebody from the store if they have it available behind the counter. A lot of times they'll have nutrition facts behind the counter for items that they sell in their store if it's their own brand. So make sure you ask the question and then determine yourself if those are ingredients that you are fit with your standard and that you would want to consume on a road trip. So just make sure you do a double check.
That's great input, but I'm going to ask now the really big question because it's not easy for me either. So I look at these wraps and I look at the sandwiches and I look at their egg salads and their tuna salads and I think, when were these made? Are they fresh? Should I buy them? What kind of advice could you give us on that?
That is a huge issue, especially on a road trip. You don't want to get stomach sick. So I hear you. A lot of people avoid them, and I can understand why. But really, all you have to do is there are guidelines in place that these the convenience stores have to follow. They all have to have a date of when they were made and a date until they're good for. So usually these wraps have to have at least two dates on them. If they don't, I'd be weary, first off, because they aren't following regulations. The second thing is, just use your judgment. They should be wrapped in something clear so you can see, okay? When you're buying a wrap or an egg salad sandwich or a tuna salad, you want to see the ingredients. If the box is dark with a tiny little plastic window where you can just barely peek, I'd stay away from those too. You can't see everything on it. Maybe that one piece of lettuce on the top is green and everything on the bottom is brown. So, you know, make sure you can see everything. Look for clear packaging because that means they have nothing to hide. So look for clear packages. Look for, you know, make sure that they look right to you. Use your instincts on that, your good mommy instincts on that. And then look for dates and make sure you question the store about the dates if you're not sure about what they if you can't read or you're not sure what they say.
All right, so here's the other biggie, drinks. Oh my gosh, you walk in and there's a wall. The wall seemed to get longer and longer, filled with refrigeration that are filled with drinks. There's only one little column that'll be water, and then there's 100 gazillion other ones that would not meet our ingredient standards. Let's talk about drinks really quickly. Let's wind up with a good drink guideline.
Yeah, that's really the easiest. Stay away from them all. All you need is water. It's as easy as that. It's what I've always said. Why would you give your kid a bag of sugar when they're confined inside your car for more than 2 hours? That's like dropping a Mentos inside a Sprite bottle and watching if it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up, so don't do it. So all these drinks, just say no. It's just, you know, the famous phrase, just say no, walk ahead. Pick up a few waters. That's all you need. So I hope we helped you guys plan for your next long ride or your next trip with some healthy advice on what you can eat on the road. For more from us, check us out at kidcritics.org. That's with 2 Ks, kidcritics.org. Always listen to us on Radio MD. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.